all of you talking and sharing this morning. I just want to welcome you in the powerful name of Jesus. I just thank God that we could come and freely gather and worship together. Just want to welcome any guests or visitors who are worshiping with us this morning, and welcome those who are worshiping along with us via the live stream. Listen to Daniel as he praises God after God gave him the dream and interpretation so he could go to Nebuchadnezzar and tell him what it was. And that's in Daniel 2, if you want to read that. May the name of God be praised forever and ever, for wisdom and power belong to him. He changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and establishes kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals the deep and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells in him. I offer thanks and praise to you, God of my fathers, because you have given me wisdom and power. And now you have let me know what we ask of you. For you have let us know the king's mystery. Daniel is praising God for his goodness and his provision that he has given him. So as we worship God this morning, thank him. Thank him for everything, for the big things, the small things, the everyday things. Just focus on God this morning and all of his goodness and all that he does for us, even if you're facing a hardship or a test or a trial. Will you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for walking with us in plenty and in want. There is nothing out of your control. We come to worship you for who you are, mighty, compassionate, holy, powerful, perfect. Perfect God who loves and cares for us. You love us so much that you gave us Jesus to atone for our sin so that we could come to you. Open our hearts to your leading and your guidance. Let us just come and sit at your feet and praise and worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. So I'm going to invite everyone who can to stand this morning with us, and I'll invite the ushers to come right up front right away this morning, and we'll sing some songs.
Blessed be your name, the land that is plentiful, where the streams are abundant, swell. Blessed be your name.
bit. So, if you would join me in prayer. So, Father, thank you so much that we could come together again this morning, that we can praise and worship you for all the things you've done for each one of us as we take this time to give back to you just in a very small way, the things that you give to us. And we thank you for the amazing things you do in our lives. We just ask that you just show us more of yourself, that we can become closer to you always, Father. That's all that we need to do is have more of a relationship with you. Show us the way. Guide each one of us. Put on our hearts the things that we need to do, Father. We just pray all this to you in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Do ask that you just set that fire in our soul. Just pour your love out. Show us exactly what we need to be doing, where we need to be going. I just pray for Tony this morning. Give him the words that he needs. Open our hearts to hear exactly what you're saying through him. Show us, guide us, direct us completely, Father. We just pray this to you in Jesus' name.
That's what we should want every day, that God would light a fire in our souls and that we should be calling out to God for more every day. It's time for our children's message, so I'd like to invite the children to come forward. We have room over here. Well, good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning? It seems like you have a little bit of energy.
Good.
Well, that's better.
Good.
Okay. Well, what's that? It's a blank screen. There's nothing there. What's that?
A tree.
A tree. Well, what's that?
Tree.
Another tree, right? See, when you have a healthy tree, what keeps it from falling over? Branches, the roots, yes. Sturdy, well, that's not the one I wanted. There we go, it's roots. We'll skip around a little bit. See, when you have a healthy, strong tree, it grows roots real deep into the ground. And those roots give the tree water and food, and they keep it held up from falling over. Those roots pull the water deep from within the ground. So when it's dry out and we haven't had rain in a while, the tree can still survive because it's pulling the roots. It's pulling the water and nutrients up from the ground. That's what the roots are doing. So what happens when you have a tree that has shallow roots and it gets dry out and it's not very good for a tree to be growing? It falls over in the wind, kind of like that, right?
Yeah.
So, now I have to go backwards a couple to the giant tree. That is a big tree. That is the world's tallest tree. It is 380 feet tall. Do you think that tree has some really big roots in the ground?
Yeah.
I would imagine it does.
And I bet it has a bunch of roots?
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Yeah, I'm not sure how deep the roots would be. Probably it could be 100 feet down in the ground. Well, listen to Colossians 2, 6, and 7, okay? So then, just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, being rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, just as you were taught and overflowing with gratitude. So what he's saying is, when we have Jesus in our hearts, we have roots of faith that grow, and we can be rooted in Jesus. So, do you ever think like we're kind of like trees? We have limbs, we have a trunk. We don't really have roots, but we have toes we can dig in the dirt. It's kind of like roots, but we have spiritual roots. We're not like a real tree, but we have spiritual roots that grow down, and we can grow into Jesus. And when our spiritual roots, and I got to see if I can find my slide here, when our spiritual roots are down deep in Jesus, we can be like these two trees. What are they doing? They're connecting, right? They're growing together. They're supporting each other. They're helping each other stand up in the storms. And that's what we can do when we grow our roots down into Jesus. We can help others be rooted in Jesus, and we can help them stand up in the storms of life. So next time you guys see a tree, I want you to think about the roots that are holding it up. And I want you to think about that we can grow roots deep down to Jesus, okay? Next time you see a tree, think about that. Now, just as to see if you guys were listening last week, now I watched on the live stream then a couple days later. Does anybody remember what Bishop Eric had talked about in his children's message last week? Yes, very good. Preacher Peter had some guys go up on his roof and started ripping it off. And then after he was kind to them, he had invited them in for a meal. Those guys went back out and started repairing his roof because he showed the love of God to them. So I'd like to pray for you guys, and then you may have a snack. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to grow closer to You, growing roots of faith that feed and nourish us. Root us deep in Jesus. I just pray that You would bless these children, show them who You are, give them strong spiritual roots so they can grow in you. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, you guys can have a snack and head back to your seats. Well, I greet Well, I greet you in the powerful name of Jesus. Just thank you for your prayers for my family and myself. Last weekend, we were at the men's retreat. We had safety as we traveled. We had a great time. We ate way too much. We played games and went on hikes. We had a good time. I'd like to thank Bishop Eric for coming and giving us a message last Sunday. To keep you informed of my education status, I'm still praying about it, still asking God what He wants me to do. I am planning on taking a 10-week course through LMC, partnering with Rosedale Bible College. They have their TIM training, training in ministry. I hope to gain some insight from this course, which option I should pursue. One has been eliminated already, and I believe God is using these different opportunities to show me where He wants me to go. That begins in the end of March, so I'd ask for your prayers as I take this course that God would show me what He wants me to be doing in the future. And as part of being transparent, the funds for this are coming from the Leadership Training Fund here at church, just to keep you aware of that. So we are continuing our sermon series on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, with our focus being on Proverbs 27:19, as the water reflects the face, so the heart reflects the person. What is in your heart is what people see. Bishop Eric shared last Sunday, like I just gave you the reminder during our children's message about Preacher Peter and the boys tearing his roof off. When they saw his heart, they went back and they fixed his roof. His actions showed them Jesus. So we're going to be looking at Matthew 7:24-27, two foundations. Therefore, everyone who hears the words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who has built his house on the rock. The rain fell, the rivers rose, and the winds blew and pounded the house, yet it did not collapse, because its foundation was on the rock. But everyone who hears the words of mine and doesn't act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, the rivers rose, the winds blew and pounded that house, and it collapsed with a great crash. This was the very end of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is giving us an example using two foundations, something that people could understand in his parables. When you build a house and it has a good foundation, it's going to stand up to storms. And when you have a weak one, it's going to fall. So when you build a house, you dig down, you remove the topsoil, down through the subsoil, hoping to find some good clay or even bedrock. Then you go and you pour your footers and you build your foundation for the house on top of that. That's just for a regular house, but if you're building a high-rise apartment or an office building, you have to do more. The first thing you have to do is soil testing. You take core samples, you drill down and see what is there. You test the soil. Is it strong? Is it weak? Will it hold the building that I'm going to put there? Is there bedrock? Because this will tell you how large of a foundation, how deep it's going to have to go, what the costs are going to be. And there's many things that you can do to have a strong foundation. If the soil's weak, you can drill piers down to the bedrock to hold the structure, to support the weight of the building so it doesn't settle and collapse. Those piers hold up the building so it does not move. But to build a good foundation, it takes time. It takes extra energy, extra effort, extra cost. And in the long run, those extras will be worth what it took because the building stood and it did not collapse. So we're going to look at some bad foundations. They're kind of deceptive. If you didn't do any soil testing, you don't really know what's under the ground. When you have water moving underground, heavy rains, waves smashing against your foundation, that can cause many problems. We're going to look at three examples of some bad foundations. This is the Ocean Tower in South Padre, Texas. It was originally going to be a 31-story condo. They started building it in 2008, but it began to lean because the soil underneath began to compress. They ended up tearing it down in 2009. This one's pretty famous. You've heard of this one before. They've done a lot of foundation work to try to stop this thing from leaning. It still leans very little every year, but it still is moving. That thing had a bad foundation. It was constructed well because it's still standing, but it had a bad foundation. This is the Transcona grain elevator. This elevator began to be filled in 1913. After the first hour, when they had it filled, it sank a foot. That was in 1 hour. By the next morning, it had a 27-degree tilt. This building was built on clay, and it had layers of silt mixed in. It had a bad foundation. These just give us a few images about foundations, what is good, what is bad. Matthew 7 tells us that whether we are a fool or wise, we have Jesus' words in our minds. We heard them. They heard what Jesus said when he was giving his Sermon on the Mount. They all took them into their heart, into their heads. The one who chooses to follow God's word proves what is in their heart. When you follow Jesus' words, you take them from here and put it here. We prove what is in our hearts by our actions. It proves that Jesus is our Lord and Savior by what we do. And what comes out of our hearts shows that to all those around us. Is our foundation rock? Is it sand? Is it Jesus or is it the world? Our foundation is not just having God's word in us, but we have to put it into action and live it out every day. First John 3:17 and 18. If anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need but closes his eyes to his need, how can God's love reside in him? Little children, we must not love with words or speech, but with truth and action. If we are true believers of Jesus, we will put the love that we have for Jesus into action. We will share what we have with others. We will not withhold anything because we have a security knowing that God is going to take care of our needs. He will provide for us. That compassion and that love that we receive from Jesus, it comes out of us. It pours out of us because we know the price that was paid for us. And we want others to have that. We want others to know Jesus. If we claim to have Christ in our hearts, but we don't put it into action, we've built a house on the sand. And there's consequences to that. When Christ returns, we will not be with Him. We will be in hell. We need to believe and put it into action. The children of Israel came out of Egypt. They saw the plagues. They walked through the Red Sea on dry ground. They had a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. They saw God's power. Yet, they wanted a golden calf. Listen to verse 1 of Exodus 32. When the people saw that Moses delayed in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said to him, "Come, make us a god who will go before us, because this Moses, the man who brought us up from the land of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him." What was in the people's hearts? What was their foundation? Was it God? And all the miraculous things that he did, he was right there with them in their midst. Or was their foundation man? Because they didn't know what happened to this man, Moses, who brought us up out of Egypt. It was God who brought them up out of Egypt. It wasn't man. Some people definitely still had their foundation in Egypt because they wanted this God to follow and worship. See, when we put our faith in other things, in people, in governments, our foundation is on the sand. And when we build on the sand, we're headed for a fall. Isaiah 28, 16. Therefore the Lord God said, "Look, I have laid a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. The one who believes will be unshakable." The cornerstone was the first stone laid. It bore the weight of every stone around it and on top of it. Without that stone being in the right spot, the foundation would be out of position, or it could crumble. The cornerstone, it had to be in the right place. It had to be strong and unmovable. When we build our lives on the cornerstone of Jesus, our foundation is secure. It doesn't matter how much the world around us is shaking. We can stand firm and secure in Jesus. The evidence of our foundation is seen by how we act, how we treat people. Do we show kindness and respect to others? Do we show the love of Jesus, even when their viewpoint is 100% against God? Do we show them kindness, or do we get angry and treat them how they're treating us? See, when we're going through the storms, the wind and the waves, they can be pounding us, and we can have joy. And we can go out in joy, and everybody will see that. How can they go through that and be filled with joy at the same time? They will see what our foundation is. See, when we make Christ our foundation, it may cost us here in this world, but don't worry. Our reward that we will receive in heaven is worth more than this whole world could offer. It may cost us our life, yet eternity with God in heaven will be glorious and unending. Maybe you're on the fence. Maybe you're living in both worlds. A mixed foundation is when you live in the world and for God. You think you're secure, yet you're not. Because when you're living in both, the reality is that you're living for the world and against God. When you've built a house half built on the sand and half built on the rock, what's going to happen? It's going to start to become undermined, and it's going to start crumbling, and it's going to bring the whole thing down. You can't have part of your life built on Jesus and part of your life built on the world. Sure, we all mature, we all grow, we all try to keep moving towards Jesus, and He continues to work in us and purify us and change us. But our foundation is Jesus. And this is where we need to be vigilant. The things in this world, they can look so close like they're coming from God. And it can be very difficult to tell what is from God and what is from the enemy. We're going to look at how the serpent tempted Eve in Genesis 3, 1-6. Now the serpent was the most cunning of all the wild animals and the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you can't eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat from the fruit of the trees in the garden, but about the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, God said you must not eat it or touch it or you will die." "No, you will not die," the serpent said to the woman. "In fact, God knows that when you eat it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." The woman saw that the tree was good for food and delightful to look at, and that it was desirable for obtaining wisdom. So she took some of the fruit and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. What happened? Did they die instantly when they ate the fruit? No, they didn't. Yet they did die. Sin and death entered the world when they sinned. And at some point they did die. See, the enemy, he likes to take things and make it look good, and make it sound good. And we become like Eve and we become tempted and confused. Well, God said this, but the enemy tries to twist it and change it. And that's where we need to have Jesus as our secure foundation. We need to be built on Jesus. And people around us, they will see it. Our faith in Christ becomes visible because we're putting it into action. And we can discern what is from God and what is from the enemy. He gave us this, His Word. It tells us how to stand. It tells us how to fight. And we can know what is from God and what is from Satan. We have the same weapons that Jesus had when He went into the desert and He was tempted by Satan. What did Jesus use? He used Scripture. He uses God's Word to fight the enemy. He didn't use His own. He used Scripture to fight the enemy. And we have to know what it says in here so we know what is from God and what is not. And it can be difficult because the world, it likes to change what is in here. It likes to twist it. It likes to make it fit their own desires. And that's where we have to be rooted deep in Christ, like I talked about in our children's message, so we're getting our strength and our nourishment from those streams of living water that God is providing and pouring out for us, so that we'll be able to be secure and able to stand and able to go and put into action what He has for us. If you're not putting your faith into action, we will be destroyed slowly, being eroded until we collapse. So what is in your heart? Is it Jesus? Is it the world? So you can't have both. You can't serve two masters. It says in Matthew that you will love one and hate the other. So what is your foundation? How have you put it into action? What did you do this week that showed the love of Jesus to somebody? Is there anyone here this morning that your foundation is crumbling, it's eroding. Have the wind and the waves of this life just beaten you and battered you? Maybe you have a mixed foundation this morning, which is no foundation at all. Maybe if you've been taking it easy and not putting your faith into action. Have you given over to Jesus the things in your life that keep you from having that secure, firm foundation? Have you stood up for Jesus, or have you backed down? Don't wait another minute. Ask Jesus for forgiveness. He is faithful. He will forgive you. Make Him your secure, firm foundation. Put your faith into action. I'm not going to make you stand. I'm not going to make you raise your hands. But as I pray, turn these things over to God. Ask Him to search your heart. So will you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for your loving kindness. That when we come to you, you are faithful to forgive. Search our hearts. Reveal to us what our foundation truly is. We turn over the strongholds in our lives to you. Those things that we don't want to give up and we hang on to. We've put our foundation on the sand instead of the rock of Jesus. Forgive us for holding on to this world. I turn every part of myself over to you. Bring my beliefs in alignment with you. Forgive me my sins, Jesus. I want Jesus to be my only foundation, my rock, the cornerstone on which I am built. Strengthen me. Give me strength to put my faith into action every day. Let me not back down. Let me stand against the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen. If God showed you something in your heart that needs to be changed, He is faithful to forgive. He will help you. He will give you the strength to stand. He will help you put it into action and live it out. Then you can show the world the love of Jesus. I'd invite the worship team forward to lead us in a closing song. I want to call your attention to the announcement in your bulletin that there's going to be a new believers class, so if you want to be a part of that, please come talk to me. Or if you're really shy and you can't talk to me because I'm scary, you can have your parents talk to me. I'm okay with that. But so will you stand for the parting benediction? The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. God bless you. Go in peace. You're dismissed.